Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Dalet, and we will begin the Ezra Hashem Yisbarach at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah as we begin our Masechta, teaching us about different that we're not allowed to buy and sell to Nachrim before the holiday. Begins our Mishnah to discuss that there's certain situations that we're not allowed to sell them different things all the time. And there are different explanations why. One explanation is because they're something that the Avodah Zarah needs all the time. And therefore, and if they have an opportunity to buy them, they will buy them. So the issue here is the opportunity to buy, and some say because they're used on a constant basis for the Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, El Dvarim Asurim Limka Lo B'Kechavim. These are things that may not be sold to a Nachri all year round. However, the Tosfos Rid quotes the Yerushalmi that, and we had similar Gemara to this previously in Amasachta, that if one did sell such an item to a Nachri, he's allowed to have Hanah from it, as Drabulin, which the Gemara will explain, Ubenois Suach, Petitris, Ulevina, that's what we know as the Levina Zaka. We see it as one of the ingredients in the Kabbat, in the Ketiris, Vitana Golovin, a white chicken. If you're not just selling him a Tana Golovin, you're selling it to him amongst other chickens, so they used a Tana Golovin, to them it was special to use a white chicken when they brought it for their Avodah Zarah. But it had to be, and therefore one may not sell it to them, obviously. But in a situation where you're selling them many chickens, and amongst those chickens there happens to be a white chicken, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Asur. However, it was Manchu with Neatzmai. If you're selling him just a white chicken, and as we just learned, we have to be concerned that they're going to use that white chicken for service to Avodah Zarah. What you should do is keteis atzbei, to cut off one of the fingers of this chicken, or marcholoi and sell it to them that way. Lefish emakrim chos lavodes kachavim, they won't bring a chicken with a missing finger for the Avodah Zarah. And again, the question that many ask is, how is this permissible? Why is this not considered tzar bal chayim? And as we discussed in our previous year, there is no concern of tzar bal chayim when it's being done for twelves, when it's being done for a constructive reason. And here, it's a constructive reason. The Tzofnes Pneich, the Rogat Shava, asks that we learned in other places in Shas, that cutting off a finger, a cut off finger from a bird, is not considered a issue when it comes to bringing it as a carbon. So why would this be sufficient? So says the Tzofnes Pneach, that indeed, as far as Hilchus Kabbonis are concerned, if somebody brings a carbon with a bird carbon with a cut off finger, it's not a disqualified carbon. But by the Dinei Akum, by the Nachrim, a bird with a missing finger is a disqualification. So the Tres Yisrael asks, so our Mishnah has now given us two ways how to deal with a situation of a bird, a white bird, that you're selling a white bird for carbon. One is by cutting off a finger. And one is, Rabbi Yehuda said a moment ago, selling the bird amongst all the other birds. So ask the Tres Yisrael, if cutting off the finger represents Tzar Bal Chayim, why don't we just sell it amongst many other birds? So says the Tres Yisrael, that in a case where we have no definitive knowledge that he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah, selling it amongst all the other birds is adequate. But in a case that we know that it's going to be used for Avodah Zarah, just selling it amongst other birds is inadequate. And therefore, the only way to sell it is by cutting off a finger. Ushadvarim, but other objects, other merchandise that you will sell to a Nachri. Stamam, if he just meant sold it and didn't say that it's for Avodah Zar Mutter, then it may be sold to the Nachri. However, Upurushan, if he said that the Nachri said explicitly that he's buying this for Avodah Zar, it's Osir. Mayimer Aftekel Toiv, the fruit of a good palm tree, Vatsov, Oslam Kalav the Kachavim, because again, there's a concern that they're going to be brought for the concern that's going to be brought for Avodah Zarah. But, says the Miri, when we speak about the halacha that we're speaking about in our Mishnah, we're only speaking about things that are actually brought for the Avodah Zarah. But when we speak about different things that are not themselves brought for the, not themselves brought for the Avodah Zarah, so they're not actually Takruvus Avodah Zarah, then the halacha is much more lenient. For example, he would say that the halacha is that you're allowed to sell them candles, even though maybe they use candles in their base Avodah Zarah. However, the candles are not actually the Takruvus Avodah Zarah. And since the candles are not the actual Takruvus Avodah Zarah, there's room for leniency that we could sell to them, even though they may be used in the base of a dezara. Ma'is Trablulin, asked him, what is that Trablulin that was mentioned in our Mishnah? Ternisa. It's a type of a tree. Hasi Rimini asked the Gemara, the Braisa we're about to learn discusses about different things that don't have Kedusha Shvius. And the reason they don't have Kedusha Shvius is because they're not finished Paris. But later on, Chazal decided that they should have Kedusha Shvius. Hasif and Leim, Chazal added to the list of things that we have to be concerned about Kedusha Shvius, Al-Kosin, Vistrabulin, Muchsin, Ubenoi Soich. Ask the Gemara, Vis Al-Kadatach, if we're going to say that it's Trabulin, is Trunisa, ask the Gemara, Trunisa Mi'isa B'Shvius, Trunisa, is Trunisa, does Hilcha Shvius apply to Trunisa? But Tanan, the Mishnah says, Zaklal Kosheshli Iker, anything that has a root. That means its roots remain all year round. Yeshlo Shvius, all the halachas of Shvius apply to it. Because Kosheshli Iker, but something that the roots decompose during the winter and then just regenerate the next season, Enlai Shvius. The Turnisa is something whose roots decompose. So how can we say, if we're going to say it's Trabulin, it's Ternisa, why would there be Kedusha Shvius on them? Elam Rav Sefra, what the Trabulin is the Peri de Arza. V'chein Kiyas Ravot, Amar Rav Lazar, it's not the Trabulin, the tree itself, it's talking about the fruit of the tree. B'nai Suyach, says the Gemara, what the Mishnah mentioned that we're not allowed to sell them B'nai Suach. What is B'nai Suach? Amr Rabba Babachana Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Teine Chivarta, white dates. The Tabine Rabbeinu Yoin explained that the reason that they're called B'noi Suach, because they were what created, that brought to the world Sucha. Sucha means being disappointed, being sad. And because there's a machloikis, exactly what was the fruit tree, what type of fruit was in the fruit tree that Adam Rishon ate from. And there's one opinion that says that it was a date tree. So that's what caused, we know that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, what that brought to the world. So since it brought such tragedy to the world, calling it B'nai Suach, that it brought sadness to the world, is most appropriate. The next thing we learned in the Mishnah, that we're now allowed to sell them, is Petoitris. Amar Rabba Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what is Petoitris? Petoitris Shanu. So the way Rashi explains, that betoitris, it doesn't mean that it's a separate fruit. But what it means to say is that we just spoke about different types of fruit. That we're not allowed to sell them. This Trabulin, the B'nai Suach, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that when are we not allowed to sell it to them? We're not allowed to sell to them when they still have this stem. Why is there an issue if it has the stem? Because when it has a stem, that's when they would used to sell, hang it up in front of the Avodah Zarah. But if it's missing their stem, so there's no way to hang them up in front of the Avodah Zarah, and that's why there's no concern. The Mishnah discussed Levoina. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Levoina Zaka. The Levoina is, as we said, one of the types of psalmim that were put into the Ketoris, one of the types of spices. But the high quality Levoina is called Levoina Zaka, because the Levoina Zaka is the highest quality of Levoina, and that's what they typically used for the Avodah Zarah. Tana continues the Braisa to teach us Umikulan, all the different things that were mentioned in our Mishnah. Maichalam Chavila, we could sell them a whole bundle, the Kama Chavila. So ask the Gemara, what is it considered? How much is considered a bundle? It says the Gemara, Pirush Yehuda ben Beseira, and Chavila, a Chavila is not less than Pechusov Mishloi Shemonim. If it weighs Shloi Shemonim, then the halacha is that it's considered Chavila, and we don't say that, we may not say that, to, we may not sell to them. V'leichishtim, ask the Gemara, V'leichishtim ozo mazbel achrina umaktri, ask the Gemara, why if we sell them a bundle, why should we be not concerned that this Nachri, who bought this from us, is going to sell it off piece by piece? Amar Abaye, to which Abaye answers, Alifnei Makbinim. Of course, we've learned in our Masechta, going back to Davov, the concern of Lifnei Evil Esita Michshol, and we're not allowed to cause in any way that a Nachri should be able to worship Avodah Zarah. But this would be a situation, Alifnei Delifnei Loi Makbinim. Because when we're selling them a whole bundle of this Levoina, he's not buying it for Avodah Zarah. He's going to maybe sell it off to people who will use it for Avodah Zarah, but that's not considered that we sold it for Avodah Zarah. And since it's not considered selling it for Avodah Zarah, that's not awesome. There's, of course, a very interesting question that the Paiskim can discuss when we speak about this halacha. And that is the halacha that we know that the Nachrim, by their holiday, put up a tree. And the question is, are we allowed to sell such a tree to an Avodah Zarah? Is it included in the different situations that our Mishnah says different fruits and trees, we're not allowed to sell them? And the Paiskim take a lenient approach. And the approach is that, number one, they say it's not really actually Avodah Zarah. It's only a decoration that they put up around their holiday time. And since it's only a decoration that they put up during their holiday time, it's not considered actual Avodah Zarah, A. And number two, they say, the Paiskim suggest, that when we speak about the tree, we know, we've discussed this previously, you only violate the Isra of Lifnei Evil Esita Michshol in a situation where the Nachri could have only have gotten this tree or this Avodah Zarah only from you. But if it's a situation where it could be gotten without you, and if there are other places that are selling such a tree, then it's certainly not considered a situation of Lifnei Evil Esita Michshol, and it's not a problem. Tosfos, later in our Masechta, quotes an opinion that our Gemara here is only speaking about a Nachri. By Nachri, the concern of Lifnei Iver is a lesser concern. And as our Gemara just said, that we're concerned about Lifnei Iver, but we're not concerned about Lifnei the Lifnei. When it's a situation where it's not a direct Lifnei Iver, like Sita Michshol, the halacha is more lenient. However, Taisa says when we're speaking about a Yisrael, and the Yisrael that we have to be concerned is going to do an Avera, but Yisrael, there's a new consideration. This way I understand Taisus. And that is that by Yisrael, there's an Isra Messiah. And since by Yisrael, there's a new concern of Messiah, we have to be much more concerned. However, there are Rishonim that make a very interesting point. And they say that the Isra of Messiah does not apply to a mumer. And if a mumer if somebody is Rahman Slan a mumer, there is no problem of Messiah, and therefore the halacha is one could be maybe lenient on the Isra Messiah under those circumstances. So the Mishnah spoke about selling to the Nachri a Tanagol Lovin. And the Mishnah also taught us, as we're going to learn now, review now, Rehuda says that if it's obvious that the Nachri is buying it for permitted purposes, for to heal a sick member of his family, etc., then it would be mutter to sell it to him. Says the Rajba, that Rehuda is only lenient if it's known for a fact that the person, that the Nachri who's buying it, has in his family a sick person who needs the hen. But if we have no knowledge that there's such a sick person in that Nachri's family, we can't sell it just based on the fact that the Nachri says it. Because we have to be concerned that Irume Kamaramim, that the Nachri is trying to fool us. And he's saying that he's buying it for that reason, but really that's not the reason he's buying it. However, says the Rajba, that's only a consideration in a case where the Nachri is aware of the Avalocha, that we're not allowed to sell them such an item. However, he says, where Bismanazah nowadays, where a Nachri is not likely to know that there's an Issa to sell such an item to a Nachri. So if the Nachri explicitly tells us that he's buying this item because he has a family member who needs it because he's sick, there's no reason to be concerned that the guy is trying to fool us, because he doesn't even know the halacha that we're not allowed to sell it to him. The Torah says that the halacha of our Mishnah applies only in places where it was common to use such items in Avodah Zarah. However, in a place where they only use it, where they don't use such items, then we don't have to be concerned about selling them. Furthermore, says Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Chotzev on Yudal Arma Beis, that it's only also to sell it to a Kaimer, a priest of the Avodah Zarah, but somebody who's not a priest, just an ordinary Nachri, that there is much less of a concern that he's buying it for Avodah Zarah, specifically when he's saying that he's buying it because there's somebody in his family who's not well. There, everybody would be agreeable that you could sell to the Nachri. Amar Rav Yoina, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Zvid. Vika Damasna, Amar Rav Yoina, Amar Rav Zeira. Tanagoyle me. When the Nachri is coming to buy this Tanagol Lovin, he says, all he says is, Tanagoyle me. Who has a chicken like this to sell to me? Then the halacha is, Mota Limkaloi Tanagol Lovin. Then the halacha would be that you could sell him a white chicken. Because since he didn't expressly say that he's looking for a white chicken, we don't have to assume that he's looking for it for Avodah Zarah. But if he expressly says, Tanagol Lovin Lami, he expressly says that he's looking for a white chicken, then we have to be concerned that wants to use it for Avodah Zarah. And then the halacha would be that also Limkaloi Tanagol Lovin, that we're not allowed to sell him a white chicken. And when the Gemara is being lenient here, says the Ritva, and if he doesn't say that he's looking for a white chicken, we could sell him a white chicken, then the halacha would be we could even sell him a one white chicken. However, the Ritva says, very much in line with what we just said a moment ago, if we see that the Nachri is really trying to get, we have to be smart, and if we see that the Nachri is trying to get this white chicken because he wants to use it for Avodah Zarah, then of course we would not be allowed to sell him that type of a chicken. Rabbi Yehuda Omer asked the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meichul Tanagol Lovin Ben Tanagolim. You can't sell him a white chicken alone, but you could sell him a white chicken amongst other chickens. So ask the Gemara, Hechi Dami, exactly what is the situation Rabbi Yehuda is referring to? Ilam the Kamar, if we're going to say that we're speaking about a case where Tanagol Lovin Lami, where the what the Nachri is saying is that I need a white chicken. Says the Gemara, if the Nachri is expressly asking for a white chicken, then the halacha be that Gafila ben Tanagayim Namiloi, we should not be allowed to sell him a white chicken amongst other chickens. Because even though he's going to be using only the white chicken for the Avodah Zarah, and the other ones not, so why is he buying the other ones? We have to assume that he wants the white chicken for the Avodah Zarah. The other chickens he doesn't need for Avodah Zarah, but he's willing to buy the other chickens in order to get his hands on a white chicken that he could use for Avodah Zarah. Elalav, the Kama Tanagolami, Tanagolami. We have to explain that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where he just asked for a chicken. So we have two things working in our favor here. Number one, he did never ask for a white chicken. And number two, he didn't get a white chicken alone. He got a white chicken amongst other chickens. So that case, Rabbi Yehuda is lenient and says the Gemara, the Tanakama, who is more machman than Rabbi Yehuda, will say that afilu bein tanagaylum namiloi, that even if you're selling him a white chicken amongst other chickens, and even though he did not specifically ask for a white chicken, we still have to be machmer. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchakum Ma'iskinen, our Mishnah is talking about kigam adayim zeh v'zeh, that the Nachri said that he wants to buy all types of chicken. White, black, red. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is you can't sell him a white chicken alone because since he asked for a white chicken and he's also buying only the white chicken, we're saying that he meant to buy the white chicken and use it for Avodah Zarah. Why did he mention the black and red chicken? He knew that the Yisrael is not going to sell him a white chicken alone, because the Yisrael is going to be concerned that he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he mentioned the black and the red, but never really needed a black and the red. But if he actually, says Rabbi Yehuda, bought a black and red chicken together with the white chicken, so that is an indication that he didn't buy the white chicken for Avodah Zarah. He really wanted all types of chickens. The Chamim, who are more machmen than Rabbi Yehuda, say the fact that he mentioned a white chicken is an indication that he wants the white chicken for Avodah Zarah. But that's only if he mentioned the white chicken first. So that shows that what he's really looking for is the white chicken for Avodah Zarah, and he's just mentioning the black and red chickens as a subterfuge. But if he started, and that's how this piece of Gemara began, if he just started saying that he needs a chicken, and then without mentioning any color, even the Tanakama would agree, even the Rabbana would agree, that you could sell him a white chicken amongst other chickens. It says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi, that we have a brisa that indicates that this is the way to understand the machloikis of the Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when may we not sell him a white chicken? Bezman she'amar Tanagol zeh lovin. When he asked explicitly for a white chicken, avam amazev azev, if he mentioned many different types of chicken, mutter, then you could sell him all the types of chickens. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds that since he mentioned all the colors, that's when you could sell. You can't, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, you can't sell him a white alone, but you could sell him amongst the other chickens. But if he never spoke about a white chicken, he just said, sell me a chicken, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you could sell him a white chicken alone. And the Chachamim I'm going to hold, as soon as he mentioned a white chicken, it doesn't make a difference in what context. You can't sell him the white chicken alone or with other chickens. But if he didn't speak about white chickens at all he just said was Tanagol, then the Chacham would agree, since he never mentioned white chicken, so there's no reason to be concerned that he's buying it for that purpose, and the halacha will be that you could sell him a white chicken. Tosus Rid points out that many times in Shas, when the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Emesai, b'medvar mamurim, it's not that he's coming to argue with the Chachamim, he's just coming to explain what the Chachamim explain. So why are we saying, this whole Gemara is based on an understanding, that's the way we learned the Mishnah, that we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Why don't we just say Rabbi Yehuda is explaining what the Chachamim say? So the Tosfos Rit says that the only time we take such an approach to assume that all Rabbi Yehuda is doing is just explaining what the Chachamim hold and not disagreeing with them is only in a situation, says the Tosfos Rit, where he's addressing the Chachamim. But in a case where it's obvious that he's not addressing the Chachamim, but he's coming to say his own independent opinion, there we don't just say because he used the word Emesai, it's to be understood that he's just explaining what the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda continues to say, Vafila Amatana goes, if he points out to a white chicken, Mr. Benoy, as we mentioned earlier, if he's making a party or a wedding for a son, or he has a sick person in the family, and then that was something that they used to use, a white chicken, then the halach is mutter, it would be mutter to sell it to him. But as the Rishonim explained, it's only in a situation that we are aware that the Nochri is making this party, or it's only in a situation that we are aware that the Nochri has this patient in his home, therefore we have room to be lenient. Ask the Gemara Vatanan, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah says, that day, we learned when we spoke about the holidays, so we say, that day of the wedding is the day that he's going to bring Avodah Zarah. And furthermore, only that person who's making the wedding. However, the day of the wedding, Voice Ish and the person who's making the wedding, Mia Osir, we have to be concerned that he's going to be bringing a carbon to avoid the Zara. So why over here are we being lenient? Answers the Gemara, Omer Yitzchak bar Mashashia, but Tavzik. That we said that we're allowed to sell the Nochri a white chicken when he's making a wedding, it's not talking about the actual wedding. It's just like a party that they used to make around the wedding time. That isn't the time that they used to bring avoid the Zara. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Tanan, v'shar kol advarim, other items, stama mutter, or purushin asur. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition, my stama, my purushin? What is meant with those words? Ilema, the stama, the kamar, chiti chaverta. The Nochri comes and he says, without any explanation, that he's buying for avodah zarah, that he wants to buy white grain. And the Tan is teaching us that we don't have to be concerned that he's going to use it for avodah zarah, because they didn't specifically look for that type of grain to be brought for avodah zarah. Or purushin the kamar. And what is the definition of purushin that the Mishnah says? That the Nochri said explicitly that he wants to use it for avodah zarah. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand the Mishnah, so ask the Gemara, Stam Tzrich L'Meimar, V'lai Purishin Tzrich L'Meim, L'Stam Tzrich L'Meim D'Mezbeninim, if it's something that is not normally used for avodah zarah. So obviously, we're allowed to sell it to the Nochri. And if it's the Nochri explicitly explained to us that he's buying this for avodah zarah, so like Purisha Tzrich L'Meim, D'Lai Mezbeninim, it's obvious that such an object, such a thing would not sell to the guy. Ela, says the Gemara, Stam the Kama Chitin. When the Mishnah spoke about Stam, it's talking about Chitim. And the Mishnah is teaching us that we're allowed to sell them Chitim Levonas, or Purushin the Kavarta, Chavarta. That we, since he said white, that's what, that you're allowed to sell them Chitim. And when you're allowed to sell them Chitim, you're allowed to even sell them white Chitim, if he didn't say that he didn't say anything. But if he said that he's, if he said explicitly, if he asked for chitin, so then the halach is I'm allowed to sell him even white chitin. But if he said explicitly that he wants white chitin, white grain, even though he didn't say that he's using it to avoid the zara, then the halach is that you're not allowed to sell it, because the assumption is that it's going to be used to avoid the zara. Mechlal, the tanagol, but when we speak about a chicken, I feel a stomach. if the Nachri said just that he wants a chicken, and he didn't indicate it any way that he's looking for a white chicken, namiloy, the halacha would be that I still can't sell it to the Nachri. Not what we've been learning till now, that we've been learning till now, if the Nachri doesn't ask for white, we could sell him a white chicken. And the Gemara said that not only could we sell him a white chicken, but rather everybody would agree that we could sell him a white chicken. Answers the Gemara, Amri l'olam stomen, if it was said stam, you're allowed to sell them. The Kama b'chita chaverta. He said, the halach is that he asked for white. And the halach is that chitin that are white, you would be allowed to sell them. A chicken that's white, you would not be allowed to sell them. A Purush in the Kama, and what does the Mishnah mean to say? That's Lavoy de Zorah. That he said explicitly that what he's buying, he's going to use to avoid the Zorah. And the question is, if that's what happened, we said before, the Gemara said before, that there's nothing that should be necessary for the Mishnah to tell us. Answers the Gemara, Purushin et Zuchalei. The Mishnah that teaches the halacha of Purushin. This person is not really looking to buy for Avodah Zarah. Ella, so if he's not looking for Avodah Zarah, why did he mention Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, Me'evikud Avik Ba'avet Kachavim. This is an individual that is so attached to the Avodah Zarah. And he's convinced that just like he's so attached to the Avodah Zarah, so too is everybody else. And since everybody else is attached to the Avodah Zarah, the Sava, Kehechadahu Gavra Avik Bei, he thinks just like I am so attached to the Avodah Zarah, Rachman Atzlan, Kulan Alman Nami Aviku, so too is everybody else attached to the Avodah Zarah. Emahachi, so if I'm going to say I'm buying it on behalf of the Avodah Zarah, people are going to give it to me with a discount. Kamash Malan teaches us the Mishnah that no, that and therefore he really doesn't need it for the Avodah Zarah. He just saying that he needs it for Avodah Zarah to get a discount, thinking that that's the way you're going to get a discount from a Jewish seller by mentioning Avodah Zarah, because he's so oblivious to the fact that people aren't connected to Avodah Zarah. And the question, of course, is how, why and how would a Nachri think that just like he's attached to Avodah Zarah, the Yisrael is attached to Avodah Zarah, and Yisrael is going to give him a discount for because he's saying I'm buying it for Avodah Zarah. So the Sefer Neveh Shalom explains that we're not referring to a Nachri who came straight to a Jewish store. Rather, the Nachri came to the Shuk. And in the Shuk, in the market, there were Jewish sellers and non-Jewish sellers. And he's buying, and he goes to a non-Jewish merchant who he assumes is attached to Avodah Zarah, just like he is attached to Avodah Zarah. And he says, I'm buying this for Avodah Zarah. When he's buying it from a Nachri, saying that he's buying it for Avodah Zarah, it's most understandable. That's why and how he thinks he's going to get a discount. Now the Jew overheard what he's saying, that he's buying it l'tzorich avodah zarah. And the question is, does the Jew have to be, says the Mishnah, that even though maybe we could assume that the Nachri was just saying it to get a discount, the Mishnah teaches us, since he explicitly said that he's buying it for avodah zarah, we can't sell it to him. Baravashi, Tanakayos love a ketuah l'mi. If the Nachri says, I want a white chicken that's missing a finger, as we discussed in the Mishnah, they won't use such a chicken for Avodah Zarah Mahu. Limkaloi Tanagov Lam Shalom. Can we sell him a whole chicken, a whole white chicken? Mi Aminin, Midakama Ketuah. So it's obvious that Lav Lavad is Kacham Kabai. It's obvious that he doesn't need it for Avodah Zarah, because as we learned in the Mishnah, they did not use chickens with missing fingers for Avodah Zarah. Adoma Rumi Karomer. He really wants a white chicken and he wants to use it for Avodah Zarah. But he knows if he's going to say that I want a white chicken, he's not going to get that chicken from a Jew. So he says, I want one missing finger. What's the chances that somebody has a missing finger, a white chicken with a missing finger? And therefore, he'll get himself a white chicken, which he'll use for Avodah Zarah. And the Rishonim point out a number of points, that If you indeed have a white chicken with a missing finger, then you could sell it to him, obviously. And number two, that this question that's being asked is even being asked according to the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, who is Machmer in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Im Tim Tzloima, if we'll say that Hai Rumi Kamaramim, that this person is trying to deceive us, and he really wants the white chicken for Avodah Zarah, he knows that a Jew won't sell it to him, so this is the way he tries to get his hands on a white chicken. What would be the halacha if he said, Tanagoy Lovin Lami, Tanagoy Lovin Lami? The Nachri explicitly said that he wants a white chicken. However, V'yavale Shach V'shakal. But when he was presented a chicken, it was black, and he took it. V'yavale Edom V'shakal. He was given a red chicken, and he accepted it. Mahu. Ma Limkalai Lovin. Can we now sell him a white chicken? And the question is, Mi Amrinan, Kivin the Yav Shach V'shakal. Since we gave him a black chicken and he took it, Adam V'shakal, and gave him a white chicken and he took it. So it's obvious, Lav Lav Eretz Kacham Kaboy, because he's buying all these chickens that aren't used for Avodah Zarah, because they only used white chicken for Avodah Zarah. Adilma will say that this is all a deception, Rumi Kamararim. He wants to get his hands on that white chicken for the Avodah Zarah. But he says the red chicken and the he buys the red chicken and the black chicken just to fool us into being complacent and selling him a white chicken, which he's going to use for Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. Remeyam af dekel tav chatzav oslam klamoiv kachavim. Amalei Rav Chisda l'Ravimi. Gemiri, we learned from our rabbis, the Avodah Chacham d'Avram Avinu, the Masecht Avodah Zarah of Avram Avinu, Arba Meir Prokin Havyin, handing it 400 prokim. Vanan, and says, and now he comments, our Masecht Avodah Zarah, Chamish Tanan, only has 5 prokim, V'loi Yadinan, my Kaminin, and we don't really understand it. So there are many pshatim given what indeed happened to the 400 Masechtis, the 400 prokim of the Masecht of Avodah Zarah, that now we're down to 5. The Satmar Rebbe in Sefer Divrei Yoel explains that we know that the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were mispalel that the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah should be diminished. And that's what this Gemara means to say. That in the time of Avram Avinu, they lived in a world of much Avodah Zarah. And they lived in a world of Avodah Zarah where the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah changed, was so prevalent, and that's why it was such a big Masechta. Nowadays, we don't have that Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah, so the whole subject of Avodah Zarah was diminished. Rabbi Aaron Cutler had a very different approach, and it's most interesting to say that it's known that this was the last drasha that Rabbi Aaron Cutler gave before he was Nifter. He says that many times the Gemara says that somebody does it, whatever, different types of Avodah Zarah, different types of Averis, is Kilo Oivet Avodah Zarah. The Gemara speaks about somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, is Kilo Oivet Avodah Zarah. Another Gemara says that Kala Koyis, Kilo Oivet Avodah Zarah. And we know that one of the things that the Gra would like to do is that the Gra would take all these Meimari Chazal and find a source for them in the Torah. Says Gemiri, what we learn here is that what Avram Avinu was able to do is take all these Maimari Chazal and find a source for them in the Torah. And in fact, Rabbi Aaron says that many times the Rishonim discussed the question, how come in Parsha, it's Sefer Bereishis particularly, it's all stories. We don't find mitzvahs Averis listed. Says Rabbi Aaron, that those stories that we have in Sefer Bereishis may not be explicit halacha, but they're there to teach us the source. By understanding those stories and understanding what the Torah says in those stories, we're able to understand the source for many Maimar Chazal. Says the Mike Kusha, what was bothering him that he says that we don't understand Masecht Avodah Zarah? Says the Mara, the Ketani Ramei Aymer, Af Dekel Toiv Chotzev and Nicholas, Oslim Kalev de Kachavim. Dekel Toiv, Hudlam has been in. So we see from here that a good date tree may not be sold to Nachri, because there's a concern he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Hadekel Bish, if it's not a good quality, then the halacha would be mezbeninin. We would be allowed to sell it to Nachri. But ask the Gemara, or Tanan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah on Daf Yotes Amabeis, anything that's attached to the ground, we may not sell to them, because the Torah says, v'loy sechanim, and the halacha is, loy titalam chaniya bekarka, and selling them a tree that's attached is giving them ownership to property in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, so he said, Amalei, so Bima responded to Rav Chisda, what is the definition in our Mishnah of Dekel Toiv? My Dekel Toiv, Paris Dekel Toiv, the fruit of a Dekel Toiv. But that's what we're referring to, not the tree itself. The Ken Amar Rav Huna, what's being referred to here is Dekel Toiv. Paris Dekel Toiv, we're talking about the fruit of a Dekel Toiv may not be sold to them. However, the Rishonim point out, we're only speaking about the fruit of a Dekel Toiv because it's the fruit, that type of fruit they used for Avodah Zarah. A fruit that wasn't used for Avodah Zarah is not a problem. Another point that the Rishonim make is that this halacha is only applicable in a day of the... We started our shiur today saying that certain things may not be sold to the Nachri any time of the year. But this may be thing, when we speak about the Paris Dekel Toiv, it may not be all year round. It may only be on the day of the holiday. The Tosfos Rosh says that based on this, we're not allowed to sell to Nachri any type, we're not allowed to print Sforim or sell to Nachrim Sforim that they use for the Avodah Zarah, books that they use for the Avodah Zarah. But again, other Paiskim suggest, and this will be in many of the questions, if these are things that they use for the Avodah Zarah, but they could get it elsewhere, that it won't be considered Lifnei Iva to Nesitei Michshol. The Ramban also makes the point, the fact that the Gemara did not differentiate when it speaks about the Dekel between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, it's a proof that that these halachas, when we're speaking now about the Paris Dekel Toiv, even apply in Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah says Hatzov and Kizba. And the Mishnah says Nicholas. Chatzov is Kizba, which is a type of figs. Nicholas, says the Gemara, Tainim of figs and tomorrow my dates. Says the Gemara, Ki Yosef of Dimi Amar Rucham by Yosef, what is Nicholas? Kuraiti. It's a type of a fruit. Amalei of Dimi Tanan, Nicholas, Vloidina Mahu. We learned in our Mishnah Nicholas and we don't know what it means. Vat Amar Kuraiti, Vloidina, but we still don't know what is Kuraiti. My Hanislon, so what have you done with your explanation by telling us it's Kuraiti when we don't know what Kuraiti is? Amalei Hani Lahu, what I have accomplished, to Ka'azlis Lahosom, when you're going to come to Israel, Amrlu Nicholas, if you will say the word Nicholas to them, Loyadi, they won't know what Nicholas is. But if Amritalu Karaiti, if you say the word Karaiti to them, Vyadi, they'll know what Karaiti is. That was obviously something that was part of their vocabulary, the Kamachfalach, and they'll show you Karaiti. Once you'll show you Karaiti, you'll know what Nicholas is. Agamar just mentioned the Isser of Loisachonim, that we're not allowed to sell property to Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a very famous opinion that was stated by the Torah's Chesed and other Achroinim are of the opinion that even though we're not allowed to sell to Nachri property in Eretz Yisrael, if the Nachri already has property in Eretz Yisrael, we're allowed to sell him property. The Chazon Ish, however, used our Gemara as a raya that's not true. Because our Gemara says that we can't possibly sell them Dekel because lo sechanim. But if the halacha is like the Torah's Chesed, that if the Nachri already owns property in Eretz Yisrael, we're allowed to sell them more property. So then the question is, why don't we just say that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where this Nachri has property in Eretz Yisrael, so the issue of lo sechanim doesn't apply, but the issue of selling them something that they're going to use for Avodah Zarah does apply. The fact that the Gemara doesn't give that teretz, that's a raya that this halacha is asur. And the Chazon Ish actually, in this halacha about lo sechanim, of not selling them property at Yisrael, says that even that the halacha is that you're not allowed to even sell to them on a temporary basis. And not only are you not allowed to sell to them on a temporary basis, but let's say a Nochri has a property in Eretz Yisrael and he wants to make a switch with you. He'll sell you his property and you'll give him a different property instead. So you're really not giving a Nochri more than he started with. You're just switching property in Eretz Yisrael with a Nochri. The Chazon Ish says all of that is included in the Lav of Lo Sechanim, like titlam chani bekarka, and all those types of transactions are not permissible with a Nochri.